Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. It's our live local interview. Today is Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Catherine Rose. I'm here this morning with a couple of guests to talk about Southeast Conference, which is happening this week in Sitka. I'm joined by Southeast Conference Executive Director Robert Venables and the Director of Raincoast Data, Milani Shivens. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm excited to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening this week over at Centennial Hall for Southeast Conference. So maybe for listeners who aren't familiar, it's been a few years since Southeast Conference has been in Sitka, right? 2019. What is Southeast Conference?
So we're excited to be here in Sitka. It's been a world away since we've been here. The pandemic happened, and it's just it's like a different times, and we're just glad to be back in the community and bring such a large gathering of regional leaders that come from the business community, municipalities, tribes, and other stakeholders, policymakers as well. And we gather every year to kind of, you know, ground truth where we've been, how we're doing, and what the challenges are. That really this event informs us, inspires us, and gives us our charge for the next work year. And that's kind of the broad approach to our 3 days of meetings.
And the work spans more than just a year at a time, right? There's a 5-year plan. Can you talk a little bit about that, what that is?
Well, I'm going to turn that over to Milani because Raincoast Data has been leading the charge on our 5-year economic development strategy that is one of our responsibilities that we have to the Federal Economic Development Administration.
So we, we want to have short-term, mid-term, and long-term planning and economic planning. So when there are opportunities on the ground, we're ready to go after them. And so we, every 5 years, we do a really extensive version of economic planning. We take about a year. We work with 300 to 400 different Southeast economic and business and community leaders. We make sure that we have it right. And we come up with a list. We actually have a list of 50 strategies, economic strategies, and 3 priority strategies that we're working with. And then as part of that larger economic planning process, we do economic indicators. And so this is a product we've been doing with Southeast Conference for the last 14 years. We've been doing Southeast by the Numbers and just putting together a really good regional roundup of all the economic indicators we have. We pull from, I think, 100 different data sets. We want to know what's going on in tourism, in mining, in timber, in seafood sector. We want to know what's going on the financial side with childcare, with housing, with population. We do an annual business climate survey, and we include the results of the business climate survey in this document as well. So we really pull from so much different data, and then we try to put it together in a compelling storytelling way so that the data and information is really accessible to everyone. And it just becomes a really important document for our policymakers, our community leaders, our people in the legislature, our federal delegation, so that they know, you know, what's happening in the Southeast Alaska economy, what's working, what's not working, where do we need help, what are the projections for the economy moving forward. And it just gets everyone on the same page so we can start off in the room here in Sitka on the same page and then figure out how we can even make Southeast Alaska better together in the year moving forward.
And so this morning, you're going to be giving the keynote on that Southeast by the Numbers, right? What time is that? And what can we kind of expect? What are some of the highlights this year?
So the presentation is going to be at 8:45. We kick off the annual meeting with this document every year. And you know, I have to say we've had a lot of Southeast by the Numbers presentations that have been a little bit dark. They've been a little depressing. Nobody's thrown rotten tomatoes at me yet, but sometimes I feel like they want to. But this year we actually have just a really positive report. Things have been really headed in the right direction thanks to the work of so many people, thanks to having these planning documents and moving the economy forward together. So we're looking at an economy where jobs are up by 5%. Wages are up by 11%. GDP is up. Inflation's actually coming down, and we've got really good news to report this time.
There's certainly a vibrancy in the economy now that did not exist since pre-pandemic. So we're glad to see that. We were very aware that there are still some challenges. We're very aware of the fisheries you know, issues that are besetting up the fleet right now. And there's certainly challenges like housing and childcare that still have to be resolved in order to really get that next step forward in the economy. But we're really pleased with the progress that's been made in just a short period of time.
How much of it would you say is attributed to the sort of tourist boom that a lot of Southeast communities are experiencing right now?
You know, one thing that I love when I look at the Southeast Alaska economy pie chart is that we have so many different slices of the pie and they're all a real similar sized, which is great. When you talk about economic diversity, the Southeast Alaska economy is kind of like the picture, the example of what you want to see. Obviously, tourism is great. It's really important. It's great to have people coming to our region on boats and getting off and spending money in the streets. It's wonderful. But it's just one piece of our larger economic pie. And so it's been wonderful to have that back, the visitors back, the ships back. But we've actually done well in every sector. In 2022, we just did well in every sector of our economy, except for state jobs is the one area that we fell back on. But everything else was up and growing, and tourism is a big, important part of that.
So once this is out and the keynote speech is over, a lot of other things happening from Tuesday to Thursday at Southeast Conference. What are some of those? What would you like to kind of highlight for listeners?
Well, you know, we've always been very impassionate about the Marine Highway System, and that is always front and center, and something that we're so grateful to Senator Murkowski and the delegation for their strong support with these new funding programs that's allowing change to happen. Change takes time, and so we're kind of in that intersection of the best of times, the worst of times. But we're going to be hearing from the Department of Transportation on that and other transportation things. But I think some of the success stories in tourism will be brought forward during our first day's lunch keynote, talking with the Huntington folks about how they're investing in communities to better handle that that type of flow at those volumes. And that's what really is strategic. I know SICA is grappling with that, is how do we manage the good things that are happening to us or with us or for us. Day two, we get into some of the highlights with the mariculture program that we've got, that we've been very pleased to be in the management seat for that, for a statewide program, and how that is going to create some new wealth and opportunity in coastal Alaska. At lunch that day, we have one of our two VIPs from D.C. that are coming to spend time with us. We have the Deputy Assistant Secretary for EDA coming in from D.C. And actually, she's arriving on she's just arrived on the plane and be joining us for hopefully at least a day or two. They have to keep moving. So, but we definitely have her here today for our first day of sessions, and then the second day keynote speech. And then joining on the third day, we're going to have a lot of discussion about the new Sustainable Alaska Southeast Sustainability Strategy. I get it right. That one USDA Department of Agriculture has kicked off this past year. And we have a keynote speaker there. A deputy undersecretary is coming from D.C. to address that. And then our partnership group will talk about some of the successes that we've had. And then again, Melani and Renko's dad will be talking about some of the metrics that have been evidenced in that first year of success.
All right. So many things happening.
Lots going
so
on.
So many things happening. It's going to be great. It's we've got people flying in from all over Southeast, all over the state. It ends up being this sort of wonderful reunion of all these amazing Southeast Alaska people. And we just look forward to it every year.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're about to run over and do that keynote address. So good luck and have a great conference.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
so
us.
Much.